531.
Pacific Work Connect is a free service to help eligible Pacific migrants in Auckland become job ready in the New Zealand job market. Funded by MBIE, the program is available to help new migrants through services provided in order to gain or a foothold in the New Zealand job market. We are joined now by a senior career development consultant, Lenny Harris, with a Pacific Work Connect, to talk more about the work they do in preparing new Pacific migrants for the job market in New Zealand. And thank you for your time this morning, Lenny.
Malo lava, Brian. Good morning and thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Lenny, firstly, tell us more about the program and how it works.
Yeah, so about the program, exactly what you said, it is funded by the Ministry for Business Innovation and Employment and to the Tertiary Education Commission, and this is who I work for now. So the Pacific Migrant, about the program, it's a new initiative. It does provide free service to help, Pacific migrants to prepare for work and also maybe for further training. There are two consultants that are on the program. There's myself and there's also a beautiful young lady, Mele Tuai, who's of Tongan descent. And so we are both the career consultants for this beautiful and awesome program.
Now, Lenny, criteria around who can apply?
Yeah, so the criteria, recent migrants from the Pacific who have been living in Aotearoa for 5 or less years. Of course, there are visa eligibility. Sorry, my English is a little bit slow this morning. And so they can just contact us and we can, screen it. And they have to be on either the Samoan quota. And it's not only available, it's also available for those who have the visa and also their partners and adult children. So, but they're more than welcome to contact us so that we can sort that out and, we'll just be welcome to have a talk with them, to talk through that.
Lenny, you've mentioned Samoa. The program, does it cover all of the Pacific and pretty much any new migrant entering into the country or only specific countries?
That's a really good question and thank you for that, Brian. It actually covers all Pacific. So Cook Island, Fiji, I just mentioned some under the Samoan quota as an example of one of the visas that, that it can apply to. Also Tongans, even those who are in the Micronesian islands. So definitely it's open up to all the Pacific. Yeah.
What are some of the skills that you teach on the program, Lenny?
Yeah, so we teach, the program is really client-centred. So people who come through the program, and of course, they tell us. So we design the program so it's very centered on what they need in order to get ready for work or even consider to go into training for work. So we teach them skills and how to, look at the path and how to pick from the experience either in voluntary work or in paid work. So to choose, and sort of break it down into skills and then to develop a, CV. We also support them in terms of interview skills. In Aotearoa, there are many types of interview skills that you can have, like over the phone, face-to-face, or even online. We also teach them about careers. A lot of us, we don't really get, we don't get taught about, looking at your career, where you want to be. So we look at coming up with a plan with the individuals. And it's really different from working in the Pacific and also working in Aotearoa. So we also through our Talanoa workshops that we also provide a bit of a picture of what does it look like working in Aotearoa with, looking at the work culture. And also when they finish the program that we connect them to either community services or community groups that continue their settlement journey in Aotearoa.
Some of the biggest hurdles for new Pacific migrants looking to enter into the New Zealand job market and how, Pacific Work Connect helps with those challenges. Of course, I'm assuming the main one being English, and whether you provide, services around that and other major challenges, Lenny?
Yeah, so we do provide, English, you're right, it is one of the huge barriers for our people entering into work. And so we do have supporting organisations that can come in as part of, you know, once, you know, we can refer them, which is English Partners, to support that, you know, that need. A lot of our Pacific peoples, you know, one of the hurdles is not only just English, but it's actually they're still settling into Aotearoa. And another hurdle is that they rely a lot in terms of information about career and jobs from their host families. And so that's what's really good about, you know, this service that we're providing, is that we can talk about careers and we can, you know, sort of open it up a little bit about some of the opportunities, you know, utilising the skills and the talents they already have. We can just open it up a little bit more in terms of Aotearoa, in terms of the different jobs that are available here.
And some of the feedback from, you know, migrants or Pacific migrants in particular that have gone through the program and what you've heard back from them, Lingi.
Yeah, so we had our client last week, and so he was impacted by the COVID lockdown, and so he lost his job as a labourer. And so he engaged with us because he needed to re-engage back into employment. And so his feedback, once he's gone through our Talanoa workshops, which we hold across in South Auckland. So Talanoa is a workshop. And so after the two workshops with him, and also he gets one-to-one coaching, he did mention that he found it really useful for him. And also I've noticed from him that when he started, he was really quietly spoken. And by the end of our program, I can just see he just gained that confidence. He was able to be really confident in talking about his skills and his talents, you know, and also because we actually ran some sessions and, you know, communication sessions. So he said he's going to refer the program to some, many of his other friends who are in the same place as him who are out of work. So that was one of the comments from one of our clients.
Awesome. And finally, of course, how can people apply and where they go to find out more information, please, Lingi?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page and it's called Pacific Work Connect. So you get a lot of updates on there. You get updates on where our workshops are held. So we do have a workshop today at Mangere Library. That starts at 10 o'clock. And we call it Talanoa 1. And we also have another workshop tomorrow, which is Talanoa 2. And so if you're in Mangere Town Centre, and pop in and see us, and we'd love to talk to you. We also have an email address. It's called Pacific Work Connect. It's just one word, @tec.govt.nz. So that's our email address.
A very big thank you. Whaftai Tele Lava, Senior Career Development Consultant Lingi Harris with Pacific Work Connect. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Lingi. Really appreciate it. And all the best to you and the team for the ongoing great work doing with our new arrivals. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Brian. Fa soifua.
Fa soifua.